And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Our career business insider is Greg Stebbin. Joins me this morning on WTAM 1100. Let's talk about the job market this morning and how easy it is to go out and find the job of your dreams. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Isn't it easy? I mean, I keep hearing people are looking for people, even though the unemployment rate is down. I mean, it's an odd time right now in the job market, right?
It is an odd time for a lot of reasons, including how more and more companies are actually doing the work of finding people to hire. So if you've been hearing about AI and ChatGPT and how this stuff is going to change the world, one of the first places to be changed is the world of hiring. And so if you're of an age, like you and I, Bill, I think, where what mattered most was that brilliantly worded cover letter,
yeah.
Let me assure you that the algorithm does not care about your cover letter. It is not impressed by your ability to turn a phrase. It doesn't care about the cover letter at all. All it really cares about are your keywords on your resume. And if you don't know what keywords are, let me tell you, you're going to have a harder and harder time getting a job going forward. So now's the time to Google the word keyword and start studying keywords, because they are the magic key to you getting your next job.
All right, couple things here. Greg Stebbin, our career business insider, on why job searches suck right now. When it comes to looking for a job, companies are also leaving job postings up for months, even after the job is filled. That doesn't seem fair. The ghost posts, they call that, Greg?
Yes. It's cruel, actually, because it makes you think there's a lot more jobs than there really are.
Yeah.
Now, why are companies doing it? A couple of reasons. One is some companies are doing it because it makes them look bigger and like they're growing and they're doing really well, even if they're not. Another part of it is, I think, just laziness. You know, it takes work to go and remove the job post after you've hired someone. Or it also signals to the people in the department who are understaffed that we are really looking, even though we're not. So all of this is frankly really terrible negative behavior, and it's estimated that as many as 27% of job postings are ghost posts. So as you're looking through posts, you have to think to yourself, a quarter of these are not real anyway. A quarter of the jobs I apply for are not really anyway. And you have to use that to manage your expectations of the kind of results that you're going to get.
Career Business Insider Greg Stebbin with me, trying to get through the job search right now in the world of AI, where it's affecting everything. So a couple things I've heard here so far. It's possible no human is ever going to look at my resume. So I got to know what these words are to use. And you can Google and read some different articles to educate yourself. But let me get to the interview. Is it possible that just as I'm getting frustrated calling a company and talking to some virtual assistant or online, that's going to be the job interview with someone virtually, I mean, literally AI interviewing me?
A robot, yes. So, Bill, I have an interview question for you.
This
is the kind of interview question a robot might ask you. Bill, which statement describes you best? A, I love debating academic theories.
Great.
Or B, I adopt a future emphasis.
Great. I'll push the go back button. Back. I want to go back to the previous.
How about C? I heard McDonald's is hiring.
Yeah, I'll go there. All right, well, let me ask you this then. I mean, we're kind of laughing about this, but if you're out there searching for a job and people listening are shaking their heads going, this is what we're up against right now. Greg, how do you succeed?
Well, I'm glad you said it that way, because, you know, we are laughing about this, and it is funny in a tragic way. But at the end of the day, what is important is helping people get jobs.
Yeah.
So my advice is a couple of things. First of all, think local. Your smaller local businesses are not going to have the time or the money or the resources to use these kinds of tools yet. So start by looking for jobs in your local community.
Okay.
And use other means to get to know people at local companies. Call people who have jobs like the one you want and say, hey, I'd like to meet for a cup of coffee. I'd like to find out about your company. I'd like to find out if you're hiring.
Okay.
So, you know, people to people always wins, and it wins more now than ever. The other advice is, you know, this is a great time to think like an entrepreneur and say to yourself, given all of this, is this the time for me to start the business I always wanted to start so I don't have to be hired by anybody else, so I can be the boss and I can start a business and I can be successful? And oh, by the way, that means I can hire people without any of this nonsense and be a hero in my local community and earn a great living for myself and call the shots.
Takeaway as a manager or a business owner this morning, then. You said something that I loved earlier. I still think people buy people. People hire people. It's a people to people. We can complicate things as much as possible with AI. But at the end of the day, it's still about people, right, Greg?
You're absolutely right. And I want to explain the bad spot that managers and business owners are in. On one hand, they're being told, you know, AI is going to replace all your people.
Yeah.
So it is easy for you as a business owner or a manager to think, why should I invest in people if I'm just going to be letting them go in a few months or in a year and using AI anyway?
Right.
As a manager or a business owner, that's not the course you have to take. And I can tell you, every time technology starts replacing people, a year or two later, the next story is people end up being the most important app, just as you said, the most important tool, the most important asset. So don't take that mindset and look around your community and say, how can I help great, talented, dedicated, loyal people in my community get jobs? And do what you can to help them, because that's going to make you a better member of your community and your business a more successful business again in your community.
Great stuff as always. Career Business Insider Greg Stebbin with some great insight right now on the job hunting in this country. Greg, appreciate it as always. Thanks much.
You bet. It's great to be here.